As administrators at UMass Boston try to close a looming school budget deficit, they're assuring university trustees the problem is not as big as originally feared. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on their estimate the deficit is less than half of what was previously projected.
Less than half, Deputy Chancellor Barry Mills says, because he's been able to identify enough cuts and potential revenue that the predicted budget deficit for this fiscal year, projected to be $15 million at New Year, should instead be around $6 or $7 million.
I've been on the job 4 weeks. 4 weeks. So I don't have all the answers. And I don't know all the problems. And frankly, every day there's a new problem that has a lot of zeros.
Mills, a former president of Bowdoin College, was brought in to write UMass Boston's finances. He warned trustees that it will take much more than a year to fix the campus's structural deficits. Construction, unrealistic projections for growth in the student body, and rapid growth in academic departments have caused those deficits. But Mills, who takes over as chancellor in July, says he also wants to concentrate on the university's strengths, keep the excellent departments, improve those that could be excellent, and drop the rest. He acknowledges that in higher education, it's almost impossible to cut anything. For the first time, Chancellor Keith Motley, who's stepping down at the end of the academic year, addressed the burgeoning financial problems at UMass Boston. Motley told the board that he took part in the decision to bring his successor to campus, and he insisted the trustees are not to blame for the financial crisis.
When we talk about the fact that the trustees have something to do with it, my framing on that has been what it's always been to you. Thank you for allowing us to have the vision we have.
There's one place where there won't be big cuts, at least this year, according to UMass President Marty Meehan, and that's in the number of classes offered.
So I think that those issues have been corrected. They're making the adjustments that they need to make. When a university looks to make cuts, the university ought to look to the non-academic side of the institution. There are plenty of opportunities, low-hanging fruit, if you will, that need to be looked at.
But UMass Boston will have to fix its problems on its own. Meehan says he opposes using reserves built up at other campuses to subsidize UMass Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.